Final round of Coach's Insight here on Care 93.7 as we continue to talk Northeast Kansas basketball. And we talk more Hillmounts Academy basketball with boys head coach, that is Brad Kunicki. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, one game left here in the regular season. That one will be tomorrow night at Jackson Heights prior to Substate next week. Hard to believe we're at this point in the season.
Yeah, it is. It's gone by so fast. You know, you look at basketball starting in November, everybody's all excited and ready to go, and then before you know it, it's all over.
You get the 4 seed in the upcoming Substate, so you get a home game coming up on Tuesday night next week against Riverside. We'll talk about that in a moment, but you've had a little bit of time to kind of reflect on where things are at now compared to that late November, early December start. What kind of strides has your team made from that point to now?
You know, we've been fairly inconsistent ever since the McLeod tournament in the middle of January, with COVID issues and sicknesses and injuries. It seems like every game we got a new lineup out there, and that showed in our play. You know, we're playing a lot more freshmen. Bowden Kobelik, a sophomore, is seeing a lot more time due to the fact that we've been injured and kids have been sick. So it's been kind of a roller coaster ride since then. You know, we'll lose a couple, win a couple, and we're struggling with that right now. We still got a player, one of our better offensive players, Samuel Peisch. He hasn't played in a couple of weeks, and that really hurts us as far as inside play. And we're missing his rebounding and his points, but I've got a lot of, you know, positive things to look at from our younger kids that have come in, stepped up, hungry to play, and it's given us good minutes these last couple of weeks.
You'll wrap up the regular season once again tomorrow night against Jackson Heights, and you saw them earlier in the year back in early January, and you guys were able to get that win, 43-41. But real quick, want to kind of fast forward to next week with the start of Substate, the 2A Valley Falls Substate. Again, with your team, you guys earn the 4 seed, get a home game Tuesday night at 7 against the 5 seed Riverside. How much have you kind of peaked up on Riverside, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect when you get there?
You know, I've watched a few games that Riverside has played in the Big 7. They're a lot different kind of team than we are. They're strong. They're physical. We have to try to figure out ways to stop their inside game. They've got the Duncan brothers that kind of do a lot of things for them, bring the ball up, rebound, all of their shots and their offenses run through those two young men. They're very strong, good players, and, you know, we're not a real physical team. We're more of a finesse team. We don't have the big, strong pounders and big, strong physical presence on the inside there, so we got to find some ways to give a lot of help to the interior part of our defense to try to keep the Duncan boys from dominating the game.
There it is, Brad Kunicki, Moore Hillmounts Academy boys basketball coach, joining us again presented by Amberwell Health for one final time. They'll wrap up the regular season tomorrow night. A win would get them back to a 500 mark at 10-10 going into Substate next week. The 2A Valley Falls Substate, the 4 seed, they will host the 5 seed Riverside Tuesday night at 7. Coach, again, thank you so much for joining us throughout the course of the year, and good luck the rest of the way.
Well, thank you, Brandon.